But she's also a goner, and she's dancing alone in her underwear. So find yourself staring out the balcony and into the field far beyond. See the sunset inside me, may I never grow old. Everything I wanted, so I decided to invest. But a passion fire, it grows too quick, too good to be true. It never lasts, it never really lasts. Now I'm watching a show through the bottom of the glass, and I'm trying not to choke on the edge. And I know I cannot change a thing. And I know I cannot change a thing. And I know I cannot change a thing. So I will just keep on driving till I find someone who will stay. 'Cause I've always been that way. She's my favorite little airhead, oh. She's so smart, got her shit together. She just bought a car. She'll probably run the world someday. She'll rule it with her heart. She'll save us all just like she did me. She'll save us, yes, she'll save us all. Just like she did me. I know I cannot change a thing. And I know I cannot change a thing. And I know I cannot change a thing. So why we'll just keep on driving till I find someone who will stay. 'Cause I've always been that way. So I said you can love me, or you cannot. I'm leaving, but I'm staying within reach.
So that's the better D song.
Yes, I think so.
Still, oh no, apologize.
Still about
I just
a girl, but
yeah. I just noticed that I had not been paying attention, and my streaming thing hadn't connected. So
oh, no.
I got it started just when you started that song. So apologies to anyone listening out there who didn't miss the sparkling banter. Who missed the sparkling banter at the start? But I'll get my act together here someday.
It's just me full of hot air expelling it. Hi guys. Do you want another one?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I guess I'll do another one. So I wrote this one years ago. I went to a murder ballads night that Doc was doing at Live from the Divide.
Oh yeah.
I was like, what? We could write songs about killing people? That's so cool. I was the Green Day kid, so I was just, you know, you'll never understand. And it was like, oh, great. And now I'm a full-fledged country fan, which no one saw coming. But so, yeah, I was like, well, what's an old town I know of? Oh, Virginia City, sure. And it's about a guy finds someone with his wife. So he shoots them both, ends up not getting hanged. And then he still has his kid, and he feels bad, so he ends up hanging himself. It's very happy. The happiest song you'll ever hear. All my friends tell me it's so happy. But it's called a Tragic Vigilante. I'm a man, but I thought time couldn't change. Done some things, heinous things most I regret. Can't change that. Virginia City, I found my in cold blood. He took my woman. I shot my woman, I shot him too. Did my time, somehow I avoided the news. I still remember that red dress from the day she said yes. When she confessed, but back then that dress was white. And there was just to serve, had to set things right at night. Now I could see how you would think I was a monster with my gun. A tragic man, vigilante, riding the road alone in the dust. It's been 20 years since I lost the love of my life. But then again, she was probably gone a bit before I filled her lungs. Lead and blood. I still remember that red dress from the day she said yes. When she confessed, but back then that dress was white, and there was justice to serve that had set things right. That night. Oh, my little girl. Oh, my sweet young child. I see her eyes. I apologize, I took your mother. Something had to be done. Up in a tree with all fall leaves and a rope around my neck. Seems I guess this vigilante couldn't avoid the news after all. Thank you.
definitely a contender for Feel Good Song of the Year.
Yes. I just feel happy. I'm ready to run a mile.
Yeah. I really like the sound of that guitar.
Thank you. Me too.
It's a nice little Martin.
Yeah, I hope you're listening, Dad. You hear that? this is my favorite guitar of his. He bought it for me when I was in like seventh grade. And you know, very mushy moment, of course. My dad is the mush man supreme. And I figured if I'm playing on the radio, I can't not bring this guitar.
There you go.
I've actually been putting it back in rotation. The pickup that was in it was Fubar for a minute, but I got a new one at Villa, and she's sounding greater than ever.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, since I had a bit of a brain cramp before, I guess we should maybe say a little bit about the albums.
Yeah, sure.
So just came out with Mako, the Gear Horse EP, just came out a few weeks ago, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure the actual date because it was an accident.
Oh, that's right.
It was supposed to be out for everywhere this Friday. It was like a birthday present to me. I don't want to say that. But yeah, Friday is my birthday. I thought, wow, what a great time to have your music out. And so I was trying to do that early enough so that I could apply to some playlists. And so I just did that in Bandcamp at the same time. And I forgot that no matter what date you type in, once you hit publish, it's there. And I was like, oh, here we go.
There it is.
And I'm very happy I did that because you've played it for me on the radio. That's very, very exciting, very weird, scary at the same time. I was listening to it with my girlfriend. She was making fun of me because I was like lightly hyperventilating and totally didn't have to pull over the car and process or anything. I was very chill. So very chill.
That's what sets you apart from the amateur musicians.
Yeah.
You know, I had
just a panic attack. Yeah, I know. It's like a nice validation of like all the work and stress. It's like, oh wow, someone's listening. Like,
cool.
Yes.
And then a little over a year ago now, I guess Pocatello was released, right?
Yeah, Pocatello. It's been a whole year, which blows my mind. As I felt like we were making that for 10 years, only two, but. But yeah, that's been a year. It's been a year.
And She Don't Got Time for Losers was last spring, sometime April.
Yeah,
maybe?
I think it was just a few months before Pocatello. As I mentioned before, I can't remember if that was before we had a mic in front of me or not. But Pocatello was took about 2 years and was well underway before I even started She Don't Have Time for Losers. So those songs are actually years newer. But I did those out of boredom in Pocatello just with a little H6 recorder and a little help from Luke Sheeler. Love you, Luke. all of a sudden it's just everything's kind of ending and being ready close together, which is very exciting.
We were talking earlier about Pocatello kind of being. Mm-hmm. Then it's called that because you moved to Pocatello for a while.
I did.
Kind of finished it up there.
Finished it up shortly after coming back here. But definitely solidified like the direction that I wanted it to go and who I wanted to be as a musician. Because there's always like I want to be a rock star. I want to shred guitar solos and stuff. But there's also this very sad side of me that likes to. You know, make people bummed out in coffee shops and, you know, sigh deeply and brush their hair. But so you know, which side do I want to do? It's like, well, I can do both and that's okay.
Sure. I mean, you know, they need to, those people that are drinking way too much coffee need something to kind of settle them down a little bit. And then,
yeah. Don't put me in a bar though. It's a bad move.
Well, that's right.
We'll drink more. Great for the bartenders.
Yeah. No, those are the times you need to whip out the electric and really get out.
Nice. Agreed.
Yeah, it's I like the both kind of some mellow stuff. And I mean, I was down at Cactus Monday and I was looking for a couple things in specific, but I always end up walking out with stuff. And I was watching when they were ringing it up and wondering, like, I wonder what Greg thinks of all of these picks. Like I had, the reissue of Birth of the Cool by Miles Davis and then Anti-Flag 17 song demo. And all, you know, it's like, well, yeah, I'll, and I might sit down and listen to them one after the other. It's, you know.
Yep. Yeah, I had a recent purchase like that. It's like Decemberists and Willie Nelson and Idols and another live Nirvana album, because I can't get enough live Nirvana. It's so horribly bad and trashy, and I love it so much.
Yeah.
I once had someone tell me I butchered a Nirvana song. I was like, well, you know who was the best at butchering a Nirvana song? Was Nirvana, so get out of here.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. So sometimes it's like, I think I know what song they're playing, but I'm not positive.
It's just drums and yelling, like, and it's a lot of squealing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a beautiful noise.
It is. It really is. So, I mean, now that you're through this spate of recording, are you, like, is there another album looming?
Yeah, nothing's started yet, but I'm picking out songs for the next Sad Boy album. It might just be called Sad Boy 3, because I think that's hilarious.
That is a pretty good album title.
And I'm working on putting together another incarnation of Gear Horse, because I need someone to play with live here. I hope to maybe record with Mark still, because he's... Oh, the man's my bread and butter. But hopefully, you know, people move on. They got to do their thing. And I'm this one stuck with this rock and roll dream, so I got to... form a new group. I think I've got some people lined up, and I think we're absolutely gonna write new stuff and hopefully do another EP. I have this idea of throw out an EP once a year if possible, and I want them all to be a different shark name.
Nice.
So this one's Mako. I want to do Wobbegong for the next one.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, they're a freaky shark. They're so cool.
Nice.
Big nerd.
Oh, that'd be cool. Yeah, we were talking about if anyone knows, I mean, there are people moving here by droves, but maybe we should lobby the legislature to require that at least one in every 10 people that moves here is a drummer. So
let's make three.
Yeah, there we go.
You know,
there's a backlog.
We can't necessarily ask for good drummers, but we want some to be good.
That's true.
Maybe even reliable or on time sometimes. Maybe
is that some kind of
drum set.
Intense irony that the people that keep the time in the band
are
maybe
that's the only time
gross generalization. Yeah. That getting to practice on time is a I'm sure that is that's really a terrible thing to say, but
well, I mean,
I said
I'm certainly not the bastion of timeliness, but yeah, band standard time is as we like to say.
Yeah, there you go. Cool. And imagine you'll record it here.
Yeah We've got some gear at my house that I intend to keep using. I would definitely want to work with Luke Sheeler more, because he's a wizard. He does great things, and I feel like we've got a great relationship in and out of the studio. He's a good friend of mine, and why not more of what we already have? That's good.
Yeah. Once you get that, it's hard enough to develop a relationship. You don't want to have to keep doing it if you getting the right stuff. So
yeah,
cool. I wonder, maybe you want to play a couple more.
Well, I suppose I can do that. Maybe I'll do a little Gear Horse. I'm going to back up so I don't blow you up a little. The old man moving the chair sounds, that's me. So this one is called Down South. It is already on Spotify. It's off Mako, and a much better mix of this song will be out on Friday everywhere, but it's also already there on Bandcamp. Here we go.
I don't know what I found without south. I would have put some peaches in my mouth. I don't know. I don't know, but I'm running from a woman. She's got a hold on me. Maybe I'll find a woman who ain't so damn mean to me. I don't know. Maybe the swamp will hold the answer. How I'm supposed to get on without this dancer? I don't know what I find. she's got a hold on me. Maybe I got a point. Wait, so dead beat me. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. All I know is that I've gotta go. Leave this mountain place that I call home. I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. Will I find myself? I don't know. But I'm running from a woman, she's got a hold on me. Maybe I'll find a woman, wait so damn beat me. Well, I don't know, I don't know.
That's the first cut on Mako?
I think so. I think it's actually the second one.
Second one?
Yeah, the first one's O2PHJ, which opens up with a very inappropriate thing that my friend Kaylee says. Yeah, punk rock got to be a little offensive, you know?
That's right. You want to get people's attention to kick things off.
Yeah, yeah. My specialty. This next one is the last song on it. It's kind of fun on acoustic, actually. It's definitely the one I'm the most proud of. I feel like we had some magical chemistry moments on it. I was very happy with the solo. Gonna pat my own back there. Sorry, everybody. Well, yeah, it's called Bored. Here we go. Am I swearing too much? Should I not do that? I just realized that I might have said a couple.
They were all right.
Okay.
If you can catch the F-bombs.
All right, catch them, put them in my pocket.
Yeah.
Hold me close. Hold me tight. Don't say a word, cause I won't fight. Don't wanna be alone tonight. I'll close your mind. Don't think too much. I'm just here to feel your touch. Just gonna use you as my crutch. I don't want you no more. I just want you cause I'm bored. No, I don't want you no more. I just want you cause I'm bored. Ooh. Lights are low. I find my clothes. I think it's time for me to go. Better leave or get too close. Don't you ask me what we are, only meant to get this far.
know you thought I'd heal your scars, but I don't want you no more. I just want you cause I'm bored. No, I don't want you no more. I just want you cause I'm bored. Tell me now, tell me when you see the vendetta for me. Oh, tell me now, tell me when you see the vendetta for me. They've got no frets on this thing.
That's right. Yeah, they ran out too soon. That does work pretty well on the acoustic.
Yeah, thank you. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, kind of you get a little bit more percussive opportunities there.
Yeah, yeah. Stomp it around and beat it like it owes you money.
Yeah, exactly. I kind of like that little bit of almost surf guitar in there. That
was... I like throwing things in there that you might not expect.
Yeah.
Especially if you're playing like the Hoff or the Filler, like people be like, whoa.
Hey, what's that?
He's like, I don't know either, but we did it.
Well, you know, that's real art when it just is happening. It's unfolding in front of you and making itself as it goes.
As you know, I like to think that first and foremost, I'm a guitar player, so if it sounds cool on a guitar, I want to do it.
Yeah, yeah. So you pretty much write everything on the guitar?
Yeah. I'm useless on a piano. I can't read music to save my life. I can, if I had to, I could do it in a week maybe.
But, yeah.
I've always just learned by ear, and I usually start on an acoustic guitar, usually this one actually. But sometimes I'll write random things on acoustic that sound better on electric or vice versa. And there's really no real process for me. It just kind of, all of a sudden it's happening.
Yeah.
And usually after I'm really frustrated that I haven't had any creative brain farts, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, well, there it is. Okay.
Yeah. It's a creativity kind of like takes its own time.
And I'm glad it does.
Yeah.
What else would we do in this life?
You know? Exactly. And I, you know, I mean, who knows, but
true.
If it was something that you could just turn on and off, I got to imagine it probably wouldn't be near as interesting.
Yeah, it would lose the magic. And
yeah, yeah.
I'm not interested in that.
So how was last year pretty productive for songwriting for you?
Actually, there was only a little bit of songwriting. It was more just actually polishing what was already done and then getting it ready for recording and then actually doing the recording and practicing with the mic so I knew where to put them. And, you know, I did that in school, but it's much different when you do it in real life, you know, especially like in an apartment next to the interstate versus a nice treated studio on campus. I'm actually really looking forward that now that those projects are out, I get to go back to the creative side. I mean, recording is very creative, but I guess the writing side is more when I'm
saying. Yeah, yeah.
But it's really fun to see just how many different versions a song can take, like, you know, like an acoustic version, a full band with one other musician, or completely different musicians, or what's in the studio, or because I had a bad day, how, you know,
it's, how it changes.
It's like a song, like I would imagine a lot of other art is, it's a living being.
Yeah.
And it can really, I don't know, I just think that's really cool.
Yeah. That's why I like to go see live music, especially played by people who are willing and able to kind of let it evolve. It's like, you know, if I wanted to hear somebody play this exact version that was on the record,
yeah,
I could just go listen to the record. That. But, yeah, you know, it's sometimes you get a live version and it like goes in a whole new, like becomes almost a new song. And I always think that's the fun there.
And sometimes you don't even realize how much changes. Recently, I listened back to an old Zebra recording of Down South. Like probably 4 or 5 years. Well, probably not five. Anyways, old enough that it sounded drastically different. It was slow and boring. I was like, oh, man, like, oof, I'm glad we sped that up. Put this cool little bass thing here.
Yeah.
But
that's cool.
Evidence of growth is... cool.
yeah, that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
So probably there'll be some writing for a while.
That's what I'm hoping. Yeah. I mean, we'll see if the stars align.
Yeah.
I hope.
Yeah. And then you're trying to line up a band and maybe play some of the Gear Horse stuff out.
Yeah, and just write new stuff, because I feel like I've just been sitting on some old songs that, and I want to move away from. Like, they're important, but I want to do the new stuff and ideas that are popping into my head, and instead of just always feeling like I'm trying to catch up.
Right.
Like, someday I do want to get those songs, but evidently it's not time for them yet. But.
They've waited a while. They could wait a while longer.
Yeah, let them marinate just a little bit more.
There you go. Yeah, it's like fine aged wine or sauerkraut.
Yes.
Something like that.
Ooh, or kimchi.
There you go. Mm, that's the thing.
So good.
Yeah, that, you know, who knows what things are going to look like here this fall and over the winter and stuff. I hope that hope things will kind of straighten out and we can start continue going to live music here as we start having to be inside and stuff. But it's
I miss Loud so much. I miss going to Loud. I miss being Loud. I actually had something happen to me for the first time in my whole life at the Hoff. I'm in this other band with a few good friends. We call it the Dane Band. I don't know if you know Dane Thompson.
Yeah, probably do.
And this is the first band. It's like an Americana band. And this is the first time I've been like, my guitar is overpowered. Usually I'm like the loudest thing and I have to turn down. I was like, dang, I got my super reverb like halfway up and like it doesn't get any louder. It just gets dirtier. Which is fun, but it's like, this is new for me. Like, this is great. I guess I'll get a half stack now.
There you go. Yeah.
See if I can fit that in the Camry. But yeah, I do find some solace in knowing that even if things do shut down, I have a safe environment to still record, and live streaming is now a thing. Like,
yeah.
Or, you know, set up in a backyard and have people be a hula hoop away or something. I don't know.
Like, yeah. You know, that's been a nice thing this summer. A lot of outdoor venues and stuff.
Yeah.
And being able to go out and watch outdoors is
pretty nice. I feel like one thing, at least for me with COVID, like one of the silver linings is I feel like a lot of music fans have turned inward and really – I mean, maybe I've just done it, so I imagine everyone else did too. But like, I feel like I've been able to really appreciate and put in the little extra work to listen to local people or people I know.
Yeah.
I mean, I could still be better, but it's good to know that, you know, like, look away from your phone and see what is right here.
Yes.
Rather than, what does Spotify tell me to listen to next?
Exactly.
Which, like, I love Spotify, but, you know.
Yeah. I do think that did happen. I think a couple things, you know, people, and it seems a little ironic that happened when everybody was locked in and couldn't go. Like, before, you could just go down to the Hoff or the Filler or the Tap Room, and the bands are right there. You just had to walk around and they would be there.
Yeah.
And it took having to lock people in their houses before they actually started looking around for local stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't know why that is, but it's great. And I think people kind of came to this awareness, which I don't know why they ever lost it, but that, hey, if I appreciate music, I need to support music. I have to, you know, I have to put some, I have to, if I'm a fan, I have to actually put some money into it.
Yeah, because it's while, you know, a good job isn't work, like it's a lot of work.
It isn't.
It's a lot of scheduling, and it costs money. And
yeah, those mics don't buy, they don't just, Amazon doesn't just leave them on your doorstep for free.
Not yet. We'll see.
I guess you know you got it made when the mic makers start just sending you mics to play with.
Yeah, someday. Let's see.
There you go.
All right, Aston. Come on, Royer. Give me. Yeah, that'd be so great. I'd love it if it paid all my bills, but I'd happily keep doing it for no money, which I know is that it's a good sign, I think.
It is. And I mean, you know, musicians have been forced to do that for quite a while, but
yeah,
forever. it would be great if people made it so that it wasn't so painful, maybe quite so much of a sacrifice. It's like, no, I can do this and you know, almost kind of live. That'd be a good thing.
Like I can get pizza this week now.
Yeah.
Or pay for the drinks I just got tonight. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I'm sure that's the case for a lot of people. Never for me, but
well, I wonder, we've got a few minutes, so I wonder, okay, probably time for one song, maybe two.
I've been working on a Joe Knapp song that I just love. Would it be all right if it wasn't a Zach
it
song?
Is, yeah.
All right. I'm going to bring this over here so I don't mess up the lyrics.
I mean, I think, you know, Joe Knapp songs are kind of, they're always okay.
That's kind of what I thought. But,
yeah.
I don't mean to be like, I know this song, but yeah, it was that I don't want to be playing out without acknowledging one of the most important people that got me playing out here in Bozeman. And what a loss to the community, you know?
Yeah.
This is off his album, Shoeface Ungulate, I think I'm pronouncing it right. It's called Hold Out. I've searched for so long, traveled near and far. I've sung the worst request, all those dusty bars out of tune. Barely made it through. I could see some type of someone who's coming no time soon. I've played my final hand, all my money down. They said I could not win, ran me out of town down the road. Can't say where I'm bound. Just can't seem to find no nice place to drown. Some days seem alright, others hard to deal. I've seen the well run dry, watched the rich man steal as I head home. Right behind the wheel. And I'll just try to hold out for something real. I'll just try to hold out for something that's real. Just try to hold out for something real.
Nice. I want to thank you for coming in. We've been in the studio here for the Local Musician Spotlight with Zach McKinley, and looking forward to seeing you out someplace shredding on the guitar, playing some Gear Horse,
maybe
see some of your Sad Boy songs off of the other albums somewhere.
Yeah. Well, the Dane Band will be playing here sooner or later, I'm sure.
Oh, cool. So, nice.
We'll be on the Facebook and all that.
All right. So we'll be back next week with Russ Chapman, and I think we'll be out at Loken Productions Studios out in Belgrade, so we'll have it'll be on the YouTubes and here on KGVM. That should be fun. We want to thank Bozeman Arts Live for sponsoring the Local Musician Spotlight and our programming here on KGVM. Want to encourage you to support your local artists and buy some of this music. You can get all of these albums of Zach's out there on Bandcamp, Gear Horse, Mako's there, ready to roll for you. So support local music. And we hope you'll stay tuned right here to KGVM. We've got Amy's show coming up next, Amy's Epiphanies. I'll be back at 10 with Nocturnal Transmissions.